Paris Hilton calls Britney Spears and Elton John duet iconic, and Rolling Stones and U2 are the top touring acts of the past 40 years. It's Thursday, August 4th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Paris Hilton seemingly confirmed that there's a collaboration coming from Elton John and Britney Spears. Hilton, a friend of Spears, was asked about the track by Paul-Dore Jeannot as she made her way through the stage in the Tomorrowland Festival in Belgium. "I know it's going to be iconic," she replied. "I heard it a couple days ago in Ibiza, and it's insane." According to ET, Hilton misspoke about hearing the song and only meant that she'd heard about it. Page Six reported last month that Spears secretly recorded a new version of Tiny Dancer with John, produced by Andrew Watt. It cited unnamed sources as saying that the track will be released in August. "They've already played it for people on their record label and everybody's freaking out," a source was quoted as saying. "It's so good. They're saying it's going to be the song of the summer." Fans were quick to point out that on October 21st, 2015, otherwise known as Back to the Future Day, Spears tweeted, "Tiny Dancer, hashtag Elton Always," and tagged Elton Official. The Rolling Stones and U2 are the top touring acts of the past 40 years, according to data published last week. Pollstar ranked 150 music acts based on gross revenue from touring and the number of tickets sold. It counted only headlining shows and excluded sets at music festivals. The Stones and U2 are virtually tied for gross revenues in US dollars, $2.165 billion and $2.127 billion respectively, but U2 sold nearly 4 million more tickets. Elton John at $1.7 billion, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band at $1.5 billion, and Madonna at $1.4 billion round out the top five. A number of Canadian acts made the list. Celine Dion was number 6 with $1.354 billion, Justin Bieber came in at number 32 with $597.2 million, and Michael Bublé at number 36 with $581.2 million. Shania Twain made $345.2 million, Drake made $344.4 million, Bryan Adams made $342.2 million, and Leonard Cohen made $195.5 million. Harry Styles just made the cut, ranking 150th with a gross of $168.4 million, although his former group One Direction raked in $570.7 million to earn the number 40 spot. BTS ranked at number 98 with a gross of $278.2 million. We've got more breakdowns of who ranked where and how they ranked it in the link in this description. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.